Hi, I'm Steve Sheath, president of First Affirmative Financial Network and producer of the SRI in the Rockies Conference, the premier annual gathering of the sustainable and responsible investment industry in North America. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Tansy Whalen. Tansy will be a keynote speaker at the 20th annual SRI in the Rockies Conference on October 26, 2009. Tansy Whalen is executive director of Rainforest Alliance. She's worked in the environmental field for more than 25 years, serving as Vice President of Conservation Information at the National Audubon Society and Executive Director of the New York League of Conservation Voters. Tansy Whalen is an advisory board member for corporate social responsibility at Fortis and for sustainable agriculture at Unilever, and also sits on the governing body of the UN Foundation's World Heritage Alliance. Thank you for joining us today, Tansy.
It's a great pleasure.
So let's start by talking about some of the current goals at Rainforest Alliance. What do you see as today's most pressing matters for the Alliance?
Well, I think the most pressing matter for all of us is that the world is operating on outmoded business practices that were designed for a 19th century where we assumed we had all the natural resources we needed, that we didn't have any impact in terms of sort of environmental impact and how we did things, where labor was not an issue, where globalization was not an issue. And today, you know, we have an increasingly interconnected world and one that is confronting a host of sustainability issues, such as water scarcity, such as climate change, and so on. And so our goal is really to work with business, work with consumers, work with producers to radically redesign how they produce products, whether it's forest products or food or tourism, to design it in a way that really makes sense for a 21st century.
And so your focus is really beyond the rainforest. I mean, a lot of people see the name of the Rainforest Alliance and think that you're very focused on the rainforest, but you're not, are you?
We're focused on, initially we started getting focused on trees, and we remain very focused on forests in general because trees protect biodiversity, they protect water, they protect against climate change. 20% of the global carbon emissions are related to deforestation. So having forests within the landscape globally is critical for all of us. It's also going to be important for mitigating against climate change problems because when you have trees, they sort of protect the microclimate, make you things more drought resistant, et cetera. So trees remain a real key part of what we do. But indeed, yes, we're really focused on land use and transforming natural resource use globally, and have really developed sort of set of skills around doing that.
And the Alliance is involved in a variety of certification programs. Tell us about those.
Yeah, Rainforest Alliance some 20 years ago came up with the idea of designing a best management practice standard for forest management, and something that a seal that then consumers could find in the marketplace. So that led to something called the Forest Stewardship Council, of which Rainforest Alliance is a major certifier. So we certify products for IKEA, for Home Depot, et cetera, Gibson Guitar, many, many, many thousands of companies. And then we, from there, got involved in agricultural certification under the Rainforest Alliance seal. This is with a group of NGOs in the developing world where we're certifying crops such as coffee and chocolate, my personal favorite, and tea and so on. And then, as well, we've now launched with the United Nations a global standard for sustainable tourism and helping to set up a worldwide body around certifying sustainable tourism.
Very interesting stuff. So a lot of FSC-certified lumber is now being used in green buildings, isn't it?
Yes, the U.S. Green Building Standard LEED requires, well, it doesn't require, but it provides a credit for FSC-certified wood products. So we're seeing a lot of demand out of building projects, and also a lot of demand for paper. Most of the corporate annual reports that you're seeing, and I get bills in the mail now, half of them have the FSC seal on it. President Obama's inaugural invitation was on FSC-certified paper that we certified. So,
very cool. So for you, it's all about transparency. I mean, and so many of these certification programs are trying to get at transparency, trying to help people, consumers and investors, understand what's really behind the product, behind the company, which, of course, is very important to our sustainable and responsible, our socially conscious investors that we work with and who you'll be speaking with at SRI in the Rockies. Is the focus really about transparency for you?
The focus is first on transforming the land use practices, and then second on ensuring credibility and transparency around any claims that are made along those lines, right?
Okay.
So anybody who's interested in socially responsible investing, you know, wants to be investing in something that's doing good for the world. And there's many organizations and companies and individuals out there saying, yes, I'm doing something that's good for the world, but against whose criteria, against whose standard, and who's actually looking to make sure that that's the case on an ongoing basis. And so, yes, transparency and credible, robust, transformational standards is what we're about.
Yeah, and it's about the common good.
Exactly.
But somebody's got to police that. Somebody's got to monitor that. So the service that you're providing is so important. Are you working on new certification standards? Is there anything new in the hopper right now?
We are. We're working on one for livestock, for free range. As you may know, much of the deforestation in the Amazon is due to cattle. So that's something, and there's a lot of interest by different companies in how to ensure that the cattle that they're sourcing is, you know, not responsible for destruction of rainforest. So that's one new standard that we're working on. Another is we've been doing a lot of work in the climate arena around helping communities with verifying the carbon sequestered by agroforestry, so in other words, coffee that's grown under rainforests or sustainable forestry practices, and verifying that and helping them access voluntary carbon markets.
So the Rainforest Alliance is working pretty closely with a lot of companies, a lot of big companies, in fact, and providing credibility. Are you seeing company sales improve based on, you know, using your certification process or based on your partnership with them?
Yeah, we're seeing a number of positive business case impacts. One is in sales. Another would be in increased market access. Another would be in increased yields. You know, so for example, coffee farmers in Colombia are seeing across thousands of these small farms increases in production of up to 20%. Which means more coffee to sell and more money in their pockets. Another example would be a big company would be Chiquita, who saw a 27% increase in productivity as a result of the certification and a reduction of 12% in costs because they reduced their chemical use, among other things, and so therefore reduced their cost. So we see direct financial benefits as well as market access and sales benefits, and in some cases some companies are as well able to get a premium for the product. We're seeing premiums paid for Rainforest Alliance certified coffee, for example, of anywhere from 5 to 15 cents a pound above what the price would be, but in addition, the quality improves on the farms and forest operations that we certify, so they're able to charge a higher price in addition because the quality is better.
At the investor level, at the I think at the individual investor level, more people would like to get involved. More people would like to somehow be able to redirect the flow of their investment capital in ways to support your work. How would that happen?
Number of different ways that people could invest in this type of change. The first would be, you know, there's a lot of investment in microenterprise and there's a lot of investment at the big level. But the very large sector, the small and medium enterprise sector, very little investment in that sector. And when you look in the developing world, for example, the bulk of the jobs and impact are in that sector. So we're talking there investments of anywhere from 1,000 to 100,000, depending on the size of the company, but you could do something similar to the microfinance approach, but take it more to what we call the SME sector. So that would be one, and ensure and request that they're sustainable operations and certified, if not by us, by, you know, different operations. That would be one way. Another would be to be more transparent, frankly, around the screens and standards that the SRI community uses. I find that much of what the SRI community does is a black box, and that there really needs to be agreed upon standard and processes, and not only negative screens, but really positive sort of investment criteria that look at things like biodiversity and water, et cetera. There are tools out there for people to do it, but there hasn't been a standardized approach. Not that everybody wants to have the same investment strategy. Of course, everybody wants to individualize it, but there needs to be some kind of understanding for people about kind of what the norm is, what the standard is that people are using. So that would be another suggestion. And then I guess the third suggestion is I think one of the major constraints to companies, and this is for large companies as well as small ones, to investing in sustainability is the sort of crazy focus on, you know, untrammeled growth. That if you're not growing at, you know, 20% a year or 15% a year, then you're a problem, right? So that, I think, is a very unsustainable approach in and of itself, that we need to figure out ways as a planet and as the financial community to assess the financial viability and investment of a company that's not only based on just sort of are you growing at double-digit numbers every year. So I think those are a couple of different areas where investors could focus. And then I think finally, most easily, they could look at the companies we certify and use the certification as a tool to make their own investment decisions and work to support those companies who are making those kinds of investments, companies that range from Unilever and Kraft to Caribou, to IKEA, to, you know, many, many, many others.
Well, I can tell we're going to have a lot of fun at SRI in Tucson. You brought up some very interesting but very big and very controversial issues here that I guarantee you, you will have heated, in a polite way, you know, in a professional way, but heated discussions with some folks around, at least around the dinner table. So thank you very much for your time this afternoon. You've been listening to Tansy Whalen, president of Rainforest Alliance, which works to conserve biodiversity and ensure sustainable livelihoods through the transformation of land use practices, business practices, and consumer behavior. Tansy, thank you again so much for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to meeting you in person in Tucson.
I look forward to it as well, and thanks so much for your interest and enthusiasm, and I'm thrilled to be meeting you and the attendees of the conference.